Okay, we're doing the Or HaShanim. We're going through Thursday. We had seen the 613 mitzvot in the order of the days, and he had been discussing the laws of marriage and divorce, and now he's moving on to the mitzvot of what happens when a person has a child. In Yizkele ben Zachar, a person has a male child, so he's coming to circumcise his son. So he should say, as he's coming to circumcise his son, I'm coming to perform the mitzvah of circumcising my own son or of circumcising the child, as the Torah commands us. On the eighth day, we have a mitzvah to circumcise our children. If a person has a firstborn son, and he is not a kohen or a levi, and his wife isn't a kohenet, the daughter of a kohen or a levi, so then we have a mitzvah of pidyon haben. The Torah tells us that that child should be redeemed. We go to the kohen and we give him money, and if your parents didn't do it for you, you could go to Rav Bigun and do it yourself. Every year we have a few guys who do it for themselves. Their parents didn't do it. So we have a mitzvah that a person gives 5 silver coins to the kohen, and as such he redeems himself, and that's a biblical mitzvah. Now, very often a person's a kohen, or a levi, or his wife is, or the child was born by C-section, and then we don't perform this. But if he is the first child that they had, and he is a boy, sometimes, I mean, 50% of the time it's a girl, and then you also don't have a pidyon haben, that's why it's not such a common mitzvah. But if the first child is a boy and he was born a natural delivery, and neither one of the parents is a kohen or a levi, then we have this mitzvah of doing a pidyon haben.
Why did they not do it with a C-section?
That we derive from the Torah, that it has to be a natural birth. It has to be born naturally. We have another mitzvah, and that is that if a person is walking on the street and he sees a nest of a kosher bird, and there are eggs in the nest, and he would like to take the eggs or the young fowl, so then he shouldn't do it in front of the mother bird. He has a mitzvah to chase away the mother bird before he takes her children. She shouldn't be there witnessing how her children are taken away before her eyes. And that's the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. And the Torah prohibits taking the mother with the children. This is one of those mitzvot where the Torah seems to indicate to us that God wants a continuation of species. You want to take the children? Don't take the mother. We have many mitzvot like that. You're not allowed to slaughter a parent animal together with the child animal. Another mitzvah that a person might perform during the day is if he does things to protect from danger. The Torah tells us that a person who has a roof, that people go up and use that roof, must make a banister to the roof. He must make a protection that people shouldn't be able to fall off. So you'll say, well, people are careful there. No, not to fall off the roof. The Torah says, no. You have to protect from any potential hazard in your home. And here we have a biblical mitzvah of removing hazards from our home. If a person has a ladder that's rickety, it's not so reliable. The Torah says you have to either fix the ladder or get rid of it. You're not allowed to leave a hazard in your home. And this is a biblical positive commandment, and it's also a biblical prohibition from leaving a hazard in one's home. And Be'ezat Hashem, we'll continue. We'll pick up Be'ezat Hashem with Friday. The mitzvot of Friday, we'll pick up with that.
Yeah,